This is Family Council in Little Rock. The Los Angeles Dodgers, a popular baseball team, are hosting LGBT Pride Night on June 16. The event has become embroiled in controversy due to the involvement of an anti-Christian group. Let's delve into the details. In a series of twists and turns, the Los Angeles Dodgers initially invited, then disinvited, and then re-invited the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence to their Pride Month celebrations. You may be wondering who exactly are the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence. The supposed sisters are a group of drag performers that originated in San Francisco back in 1979. Founded by a group of gay men, the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence are known for using sexualized performances along with Christian imagery to make mocking parodies of Christianity. Their tagline, "Go forth and sin some more," perverts the words of Jesus in the Gospels. Understandably, the LA Dodgers faced backlash when it was learned that the baseball team intended to feature the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence at its Pride Night. Following the controversy, the Dodgers disinvited the order's local chapter from their annual Pride Night celebration and rescinded a planned Community Hero Award intended for the LGBT group. However, prominent local LGBT groups pushed back against that decision. Organizations such as the Los Angeles LGBT Center, the ACLU of Southern California, and LA Pride, all longtime partners of the Dodgers, announced their withdrawal from the event following the team's decision. That prompted the Dodgers to issue an apology and reinstate the invitation and the Community Hero Award for the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence on May 22. That decision has sparked further controversy. As Robert George of Princeton pointed out, if men were to mock Muslim women, insult Islam, and ridicule the Prophet Muhammad, their bigotry would be rightly condemned. It's worth pointing out this situation would have been completely unthinkable 20 years ago when states first began earnestly debating issues like same-sex marriage. As some commentators have noted, when it comes to LGBT issues, the L, the G, and the B have been eclipsed by the T. Until recently, very few people could have imagined a day in which Major League Baseball would celebrate a group of men who dress as nuns and mock Christians. That's all for today. From Little Rock, Arkansas, this is Family Council. Thanks for listening.